Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
KNC Masterpiece here on 105.
I had to go
fan.
A little octave.
Yeah, man. CA's going through it this week.
It's just horse. I'm not sick at all.
This is why he's in three Hall of Fames, because he's emceeing Mavs games, getting everybody turned up even when they're not winning. And he's doing radio with us here 10 to 2 all this week. We appreciate him. We appreciate you joining us here on the KNC Masterpiece the day after Christmas. Hope if you did get the day off of work or whatever you need to be doing today, you are enjoying yourself indoors, because it still looks like Gotham City.
It looks like bat signal time
here in the mighty Metroplex, and it looks like it could start pouring rain at any given moment, so stay safe.
The only thing that's good is it's not like 30 degrees. It's like 50s, 60s. Probably like 58.
I can't do cold and rain. You got to pick your battle.
Oh, like, yeah.
Mother Nature, pick one. Stick with it.
Yeah, we don't want wintry mix.
I don't like it cold and I don't like it wet, okay? Leave it there. We're going to get into some gridiron gravy here in just a minute. You said it, not me. I was just making a statement. We're going to get into some gridiron gravy.
Now drop that jingle, James.
We got AM on the FM coming up on the other side, and Mickey Spagnola will join us at about 11:40 today. But the Frankel & Frankel Injury Attorney text line is 877-881-1053. Wants you to have that ready for the upcoming segment on the other side. But right now, let's take a trip around the entire NFL and dip it into some gridiron gravy.
Dip.
He drew that one out today. I respect that. Gridiron Gravy is brought to you by our friends at Rhino Shield. Why paint your house when you can shield it with Rhino Shield? Visit rhinoshieldtx.com.
What does gridiron gravy taste like, since we're the day after Christmas? Is it gamey?
Why don't you tell him, Bedford?
Is it gamey? That's a joke.
Yeah, I would say it tastes like the Little Debbie Christmas tree cakes.
That's solid.
That's sweet.
Yeah. I think it's nice and sweet. I think it's got a good texture. Mm-hmm. I think it's got some layers to it. Mm-hmm. You know, you get a little bit of something with every bite.
Sometimes it can be spicy.
Sometimes it can be spicy, but I would not want that in this variety. Mm-hmm. And you didn't get it yesterday in the NFL.
Right.
Because there was a whole lot of non-competitiveness.
Is it creamy or is it brown? Just depends on who you're talking about, right?
Yeah, I think it's both, if we're being honest.
Both, yeah.
I mean, there's a joke to be made there. I know Tritely's already laughing to himself about that, about my taste.
Masterpiece of the Week is tomorrow, by the way.
Yeah, 1:30, live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Fort Worth off of 7th Street.
Party.
Get ready for that. So which game do you want to start with, CA? Do you want to start with Chiefs-Steelers, because that was the best game of the year? Okay, we will start with that. So the Chiefs beat the Steelers, Kevin Hagelin's favorite team, 29-10. Patrick Mahomes throws for 320 yards and three touch lockdowns.
On that ankle?
Yeah, on the bad ankle that seemed to be perfectly fine yesterday. I am not on that bandwagon that he's faking his injuries or anything.
No, he's a gamer.
I watched him get folded into a pretzel on that play that he injured the ankle. It's definitely hurt. These athletes are just so good at masking that stuff and dealing with the pain.
And if they have to, they will.
Yeah, and
take a shot.
You know the power of drugs too. The drugs are great in some aspects, but you know this might be one of them. I don't know. We don't know.
Somebody stepped on his foot and he never knew it. Just saying.
There we go. So
it happens.
Patrick Mahomes was 29 of 38 for 320 and three touchdowns. As mentioned, the 19-point win was the Chiefs' best of the season.
This team that has only lost one game. And it was like 11 or 12 games in a row, single possession victories. Now are blowing people out?
I think it was, I saw a stat, I'll try to pull it up here in a second, that the NFL, the Netflix broadcast had, and it was after the win. I think it was teams that had yet to score 30 plus in a game this year. The Chiefs at that point only had one loss. Every other team had two or three wins.
Oh, it's just crazy.
It was like the Raiders and everybody at the bottom of the standings. Like teams that do not score a lot. This sounds like very, you know, like duh. Teams that do not score a lot typically don't win a lot of games in the NFL. But here are the Chiefs. And on the other side, the Steelers did not look good. We talked about it a little bit during NFL Overreaction or Reality. The Steelers' first two drives combined to pick up only 1 yard across eight plays. Mm-hmm. So that kind of tells you what kind of day it was for the Steelers. Again, I mentioned that there was probably a wide-open touchdown on the left side of the end zone on a straight go route for George Pickens, but Russell Wilson says, no, let me throw it into double coverage instead over the middle. And you could see as soon as it gets picked off, George Pickens starts jumping up and down, having a little tantrum. And I would too, because
he's wide open.
It was a beautiful route right off the jam. He gets two or three steps. He dances into the end zone if that gets it. Because Russell Wilson, one thing that he is still really good at, that moon ball, as all the announcers call it, where he just lofts it right over the top. It feels like it hangs up in the air forever, but it's not too long. It is the perfect amount of time to drop right into the bucket. If he throws a moon ball to George Pickens, they score, and this is a lot closer of a game.
There's two reasons I blame outside of Steelers themselves for losing this game. Number one, I don't think they're built to play three games in 12 days. Not a lot of NFL teams are, but you got to be really good to go through that particular grind and be healthy. You know what I mean? So I'm saying that facetiously, but I'm serious. This next one is straight up facetious. I blame Ciara. You say, what does she do now? No, she didn't take away his legs.
Just post on Instagram and get some distracted.
No, it's just real simple.
Gets me distracted.
I blame Ciara because she heard Beyonce was having a halftime, and she wanted her own bowl, too. And they wouldn't let her have it. And we said, but you're not Beyonce. She wasn't having it, and so Russ got distracted.
I don't care if she's not Beyonce. I'll take me a Ciara Bowl any day. That would be amazing. But just to add on to how hilarious the Steelers were at being bad at football yesterday, Russell Wilson was sacked 5 times. Just want to remind you that Chris Jones was out yesterday and did not play for the Kansas City Chiefs.
And he could have had those himself.
And probably if he was healthy, but he had a calf issue in their previous game. So he was ruled out for this game, short rest. So they didn't want to risk it. And they lock up the one seed in the process in the AFC. The Kansas City Chiefs now dictate their own path to the Super Bowl. It will run through Arrowhead Stadium, calling it now. It's still Arrowhead to me, damn it. But
that's why, you know, some people are like, oh, why is Patrick playing if his ankles? Because they want home field advantage. Buffalo's like right there. They do not want to have to deal with that. I mean, it's one thing. Yeah, Kansas City played in a very freezing conditions, and some people passed away up there last year when they played Miami. But you don't want to go deal with all that snow and stuff in Buffalo and all those Buffalo fans.
Kansas City's next game will be against the Denver Broncos. You don't have to watch that at all because they've already wrapped things up. Unless you want to see what Bo Nix can do because it seems like he's gotten better each game. Yeah. That's maybe the only reason I'm going to watch that game.
He is the Sean Payton project.
He is. And look, I slandered Sean Payton a lot when he took that job, he got traded to Denver. That's still so weird to say a coach got traded to a team.
That's why he didn't come to the Cowboys.
But
I'm just kidding. That's part of it.
He is the quarterback whisperer. I can't hate.
Ask Drew Brees.
And for the Steelers, they do have a tall task in their final game. It's going to be hosting the Cincinnati Bengals, a good old rivalry game in the final week of the NFL regular season. That game is still to be determined on that schedule. We were just talking about that during a break earlier, these Week 18 games. I want the schedule, and I want it now. I'm impatient. I want to know what's going to happen. I want to know.
It's all about these networks, man.
Like you said, the NFC, the top of it, that one seed, the race for it is so tight that I want that. One of those games, I need something involving the Detroit Lions in the next 2 weeks to be on national television.
This is so great because both teams, you know, the Lions and Minnesota, they've only lost two games. I mean, it's wild because it's not like, oh, each team has lost about five or six games in it all. No, these teams have been winning. And so that's what makes it even more spicy, more interesting, more, I got to see it, I got to have it. And what time will they put it on?
I have a question for you guys. What's more embarrassing, getting shut out in the National Football League or only scoring 2 points? Because I'd make an argument that only scoring 2 points might be the most hilarious thing that you can do as an NFL franchise.
Wait, let me try to get this straight. Did your particular defensive player chase somebody out of the end zone, or did the guy, like a punter, like, well, we don't want to give up anything? We don't want to give up field position, so we'll just walk him out of the back of the end zone. It depends on how it happens.
Yeah, if I told you it was the latter, then...
Is that what happened?
Actually, I have no clue. I didn't even see when they scored the safety, because at that point, I was already so tuned out because I was stuffing my face with Christmas dinner. But, yeah, James, you're not getting anything out of that one. I walked the tightrope there. I saw that smile. Don't look at me like that.
We got plenty of content, buddy. Don't worry.
Yeah, so they only score a safety due to the Houston Texans. And it was a 31-2 win for the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, that game was such blood. Nobody knows when the safety happened.
Yeah.
877-881-1053. That's the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney's text line. Tell us, please, when the safety happened. Thank you, Tolos.
The storyline for this, though, because it was not competitive whatsoever, history was made in this game. The Baltimore Ravens signal caller, Lamar Jackson, became the all-time leading rusher at the quarterback position for a career, passing Mike Vick's number of 6,109 yards with. Fittingly, he breaks the record on a 6-yard scramble where he's doing all kinds of magic trying to get the ball downfield, but he finds his way.
Oh, you just got Tullos texted in left and right. This is what happened on the safety. What happened was, Baltimore was right there in their goal line, and they handed the ball to Derrick Henry instead of like throwing a little short pass or something. Derrick Henry went to the right, left instead of the right, and they tackled him in the end zone. So Derrick Henry could not get big old Derrick Henry could not get out. He was, instead of going straight up the middle, he just decided to take it to the left, or as Beyonce says, to the left, to the left.
We'll get to her here in just a second, because that was the most entertaining performance that happened on that field inside of that stadium yesterday. Lamar Jackson needed 87 rushing yards to beat Michael Vick's record for the all-time leading rusher at the quarterback position. He got most of those yards on a 48-yard sprint to the end zone that broke the game even more wide open to bring the score to 24-2. A play in which he topped out at 21.25 miles per hour, the third fastest speed reached by a quarterback in the next-gen stats era, and the fastest run of his career.
Who does he think he is, Kevontae Turpin?
And nonchalant to his own greatness, he was surprised in the post-game interview to hear that that was his fastest career rush. He said, quote, "I was jogging."
What?
And
oh my God.
To his credit, if you go watch that play,
it looks like it
kind of looks like he's not really trying.
Wow.
That's the craziest, because he breaks through. It was a design quarterback run. He pulls it on the read option. He goes up the right sideline. And once he gets that second or third block, he turns his head and sees that nobody's really near him. So it feels like he kind of lets up. And you can see him kind of double take, like, okay, nobody's catching me. So the fact that that was his fastest ever, he was even kind of blind to that. Like, huh, cool, I guess. So there you have it. Not much else to really talk about in that game. I was hoping that it would be the Derrick Henry explosion so he could get closer to 2,000 yards.
Break Eric Dickerson's
record. I think he needs 213 more to reach 2,000. Don't think he's going to do that in week 18.
No,
don't think
18.
He's going to do that in week 18. That makes me sad because I'm a Derrick Henry stan, if you will.
Me too. I like him. And I didn't when he was at Alabama.
Yeah,
I just didn't.
And part of it is because I drove through his hometown in Florida a few years ago. It's just right off the side of the highway. You would never see
What's it.
You would
near?
Never expect. It's
is it
outside.
In the panhandle?
It's up north. It's outside of Jacksonville.
Oh, okay.
Because crossing through Georgia, you get near it really quickly. Mm-hmm. It's called Yulee. And literally, it's just a few houses, and then you see a tiny wooden sign that says mm-hmm. home of NFL superstar Derrick Henry. Mm-hmm. And that's it. There is nothing else in that city.
Hey.
I love it. And of course, I would be remiss if we didn't mention the wonderful halftime festivity that
Beyonce
happened
Bowl.
At halftime. They were literally handing out bracelets that said Beyonce Bowl on it, and that's
She's
what
from
all
Houston.
The graphics
they
were.
They love Beyonce.
I'm sure we'll talk more about it coming up on the other side, but I do want to bring some audio from it that has one of our friends from DFW in mm-hmm. it. She brings out DFW's own Post Malone.
That's right.
As a surprise guest because he was featured on the album Cowboy. Mm-hmm. Carter on that song Levi Jeans, which I'm glad that they didn't go too in-depth in because if you read the lyrics, it is a very freaky song.
It's double entendre.
I had to chop that one up a little bit because I was like, well, this sounds good because Posty starts singing. And I was like, well, hold on. We can't do that. It's a family show.
It's double entendres all over the place. And after like the second listen when the album dropped, I was like, that song is nasty.
Very nasty. She had an excellent show and she also had Shaboozy. I was on social media seeing the reactions. I watched the whole thing with my wife and kids because they're the ones who reminded me it's the Beyonce Bowl. And when Shaboozy was out there were people saying, is that Future? Because Shaboozy was wearing
Because he's cowboy. Tall and he has dreads.
Tall dreads, cowboy hat. That's before he started singing.
Yeah.
He wasn't singing yet. She came up to him mm-hmm. with the big marching band. Everybody was wearing white. White cowboy hats, white spats and just boots, everything. And there he was. And
was
he did not sing.
Spectacle,
he
man.
Didn't sing Tipsy. He sang the song he did with her on her Cowboy Carter album. In fact, she is the one that got him into the country music. In all seriousness, he had not done anything yet. And then he did the songs with her, and then he did Tipsy, and the rest is history for him. But she had a nice, big performance, and even her daughter, Blue Ivy, was there looking like a grown-up. Yeah. I was impressed.
She straight up copy and pasted Beyonce's face. Like they look exactly the same.
I mean,
same,
that's an AI Beyonce.
Oh, man. Yeah, it looks like someone got on that Twitter AI, that Grok AI, and they just said, hey, if Beyonce had a kid, what would it look like? And it's exactly what
it was. It was a flawless performance.
But, of course, it was followed up by, on social media, as soon as the concert ends, a tweet from Beyonce's account that just has the date, January 14th, 2025.
Dropping some new music.
And
gotta be.
And if you pay attention to that stuff, if you even care, Live Nation, the promoting mm-hmm. company for most of these major tours, retweeted mm-hmm. it. So I'm telling you right now,
everybody won.
It's a NFL Cowboy Carter
won.
Tour.
Everybody won. Yeah, Cowboy Carter Tour. That makes sense. Everybody won. Beyonce won. NFL won. Netflix won. That's why they all did it. And she had to do it in her own hometown. She didn't have to leave out the house.
Coming up next here on the KNC Masterpiece, it is time for AM on the FM. We got the question of the day plus $18 million, fake jewelry. What does all that have in common? We'll talk about it next here on The Fan. 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. That is the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line to get involved in the conversation. Answer today's question of the day here in just a moment. It is the KNC Masterpiece here on 105.3 The Fan. I am Alec Medford. He is the three-time Hall of Famer Chris Arnold.
Got you down.
And we got James Tritely on the ones and twos here for you today. Just want to remind you before AM on the FM, that tomorrow we will be on the road for the Friday football feast. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Fort Worth, we are going back for what feels like the millionth time to the great city of Fort Worth. Mm-hmm. 629 Staten Street over there by 7th and TCU. So if you went out there, if you're a party goer, you are very familiar with that Buffalo Wild Wings. It's one of my favorite locations. One of the nice cozy little ones. I like it.
I love that whole little area over there off of 7th Street. I mean, West Fort Worth on the other side of Trinity. I mean, that's the cool spot.
Yeah, James knows I love that place. There's been plenty of late nights out there.
There's a bar still with your name on it?
There should be at this point. There should be a.
Like, I mean, you had to have signed your name in a stall by now, right?
Probably. Yeah. I just don't remember it.
There we go.
You had a good time.
You know the text line, 877-881-1053. Use that to answer the question of the day because it is time for AM on
the
FM.
Hey.
What does this button do? Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea of what it.
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful. One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. We're back. We took the day off yesterday because, you know, it was that day that you spend with family and open gifts called Christmas. But we're back live and local, just the way you like it here around the holiday season. It is AM on the FM. We got the question of the day. Going to talk about $18 million worth of fake jewelry. And ignoring phone numbers just because you don't know them sometimes can block your blessings. It's a great story that you're going to like. I think you're really going to like this one, CA.
Because I don't answer a phone number I don't recognize.
I don't either. And this almost costed somebody that might be important to you. We'll get to that here in just a second. But the question of the day, Twitch and YouTube, please want to hear from you as well. This is purely for research purposes, totally not so I can add you to my interesting list of people to rob. What is your favorite gift that you got this year for Christmas or the holiday season? 877-881-1053. And if you're not the big gift receiver, I have an alternate question for you. If you want to answer both, you get to choose if you want to do that. What is the gift that you were most proud of that you acquired and you gave to someone? So that might be good for the parents to answer out there, or maybe the lovers, you know, that got a significant other, something that you were really proud of. What did you hit a home run on? Or what is your favorite gift that you got? 877-881-1053. Anybody want to start us off?
I don't really care that much about gifts anymore. I'm old. I don't care about gifts so much. You know, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, whatever. But my family surprised me with a pair of sunglasses. Now you say, what? Ooh. That's not that big of a deal. I don't wear expensive sunglasses.
Same.
Because I lose them all the time. But I wear sunglasses when I drive because I don't want to have a headache. I just have to have a sunglass except for at night.
Yep.
So I'm always wearing sunglasses while I drive, but they're always, you know, $5 sunglasses. They got me some really cool sunglasses I never heard of before. I don't remember the name of them, but I got them, and I'm going to have to take care of them.
Need to get you some of those Coach Prime blenders.
There's something like those.
Need to get you some of those.
They're not blenders. I have to look at it. It's like I can't remember the name. It's off something. They're like, these are really, and it had an instruction thing to it. I'm like, what the hell? I said, I'm not going to read these instructions. I'll just look it up on YouTube and watch how you wear these things.
James?
You know, I think I texted you a couple of them, one of them being the Austin 316 shirt, because we're going to fancy some Monday Night Raw in middle January.
Mm-hmm. As one does.
One does. You know, there were some good bottles of bourbon and whiskey that I received that were pretty good. Four Roses Small Batch.
All right, Bruce Bochy.
Let me tell you, have you ever had Four Roses Small Batch? I know you're a big Buffalo Trace guy. We were talking about that the other day.
I have not.
I think you'd enjoy it. It's a pretty decent, like, priced bottle, and it's smooth. Now, I also got this one's really cool. So, TX Distillery out in Fort Worth, they do experimental blends. And so, they'll only brew they'll only distill about 900 bottles of it, and then whenever they get rid of it, it's gone forever.
Well.
It's experimental. So, this one was a holiday blend. It was their number 11 TX bourbon whiskey. My gosh, it was phenomenal. I mean, you would love this stuff. See, are you a big whiskey guy?
No.
No? Not really?
No. I never really like brown liquor. I will drink some margaritas every now and then. Vodka back in the day, some red wine. By the way, the name of those sunglasses, Off-White.
Off-White glasses?
I never heard of it. What? Tell me more.
That's Virgil's brand.
What is that?
Oh,
Who's Virgil?
I got to educate you during the break. We don't have enough time for all this.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing? I just got him yesterday.
Those are hard to come by.
Whoa!
Very hard to come by.
I better not lose them.
Yeah. Off-white anything is hard to come by. One, because they're just rare in general, but two, Virgil is no longer with us, so he's not designing anything new. So
I should never wear them, just keep them.
Might not be a bad idea.
It's like a collector card.
Just know those are a flex. They're a true flex.
Also, they really did me right, huh?
They
definitely
did.
Because all I got was sunglasses.
Probably because that's going to put them in a financial hole for a little bit.
We'll just auction them off later.
Yeah, take them to Heritage Auctions or something.
Pay for that electric bill.
Yeah, StockX, I don't know. Yeah, it could probably pay your bills for a month. I haven't really looked into their sunglasses. I'm more into their shoes and their apparel, shirts and whatnot.
I've never heard of, but you know, I'm not Mr. Fashion Guy.
They have some of the craziest looking Air Force Ones and Nike Dunks. Jordan did a few collaborations with them, like the fours. There was actually something going around, the United Healthcare CEO murderer. The pictures of him getting walked to court.
Luigi?
There was a cop wearing a pair of off-white Jordans.
A cop.
And everyone was like, he knew he was gonna get photographed. So he put on his best shoes. That is hilarious. But yeah, just know they did you right.
Okay.
Let's go to the Frankel.
I'm sorry,
Frankel.
James. I didn't mean it ever. I just.
No, you're good. You're good. Yeah, dude, those are solid.
Those are more than solid. Those are impressive.
I'll bring them up here.
Please do. I need to see these.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued. Let's go to the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorney text line, 877-881-1053. From the 817, I like this one, Jake Ferguson jersey. It's signed and it's greatness.
Wow.
The Big Biscuit signed your jersey, huh?
Yes.
That is awesome.
That's cool.
From the 817, my first set of Topps baseball cards.
There you go.
Love that. This is lovely. This just makes the heart warm. From the 214, stepdaughter changed her last name to mine.
Best gift ever. That's really cool.
That is awesome. I swear every now and then around this time of the year, you go on TikTok and you'll start seeing those real sentimental videos of people doing stuff like that. Or they'll hand them the adoption forms and stuff. It's just, those get me every time. I never experienced any of that, so there's no personal tie there.
But you
it's just
know.
Like I'm just like, dang man,
yeah.
Like I'm sitting here at 8 a.m. trying not to tear
I'm
up.
I'm not crying. That's an onion.
Yeah, like somebody making fajitas downstairs and there's onions or something at 8 a.m. Let's see, your favorite gift or your favorite gift that you gave this year for the holiday season. From the 817, they got a Nolan Ryan rookie card. Look at that.
And the 469 says, I gave my sister the gold edition of the Josh Young jersey.
Those
Rangers gold World Series edition.
I told myself I was going to get one, and I never got around to it, mainly because I was indecisive on what player I wanted. I do have the hat, though. I do have the gold-trimmed hat. And
yeah, you did. I saw that.
I keep it in the back of my car as an emergency hat in case I'm having a bad hair day or it starts raining or whatever. Like today, luckily, I wore a hat. But Mike would kill me if he saw me wearing this. It's a true brand hat. He would have an absolute aneurysm. From the 817, my parents got me tickets to a Mavs game. There you go. Go say hi to CA while you're there.
Yeah.
From the 817, new Stetson Cowboy hat. Look at that. I know that costed some money. Those are, brother. Those are...
469 says, wife surprised me with Metallica tickets at Energy Stadium in Houston in June. Set it up. There you go.
And look at this, James. We might have to meet up with said person from the 469 Monday Night Raw tickets for me and my son.
Hey, there we go.
There you go. What section are we? 106?
106.
We'll be in section 106, and it's January 20th?
20th. Please come find us. Yeah. Talk to us.
At the AAC, we will be there sitting together.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and this one right here, especially for G-Bag fans. 254 says, my brother got me a bottle of rock and roll tequila in honor of the great, late, great Kenny and Quinlan.
Rest in peace. Yeah. Miss hearing that every week, you know, and two shots of rock and roll tequila. Every time I see it at the liquor store, I always think of Kenny. Every single time. I've yet to pick up a bottle. I need to.
You want to try something wild? If you ever go to the African American Museum in Dallas, Kenny's picture's up there. Now he's like, wait a minute, what's this white guy's picture doing up there? He told me about this. He said, you got to go see it. He's on the track team that won state, and he was one of the legs in the relay.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
What a legend that man is.
Kenny.
Let's see here. The headline reads, Over $18 million worth of fake jewelry and watches seized by federal agents. Tis the season for counterfeit goods, I guess. With holiday shopping, you know. It's always at a fever pitch this time of the year. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers in Louisville saved customers from potentially being ripped off when they seized over $18 million worth of fake designer jewelry and watches. The watches, bracelets, necklaces, and earrings were discovered coming into the United States on December 17th and 18th when two shipments arrived from Hong Kong and China, destined for residences in Arizona, Virginia, Florida, and New York. 962 pieces of fake jewelry were seized. So there were fake stuff from Cartier, Chanel, Fendi, Hermes, Louis Vuitton, Van Cleef, and all kinds of other brands were mixed in there. Over 440 watches with fake Rolex logos on them.
Wow, this whole story is making me remember this movie I saw last night. We had this movie on in the background after the Beyonce Bowl. Have you ever seen Will Smith and Margot Robbie in this movie called Focus? It was on Netflix.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Very good.
It's a heist movie, and they deal with all these. And I was like, what? And that story you just read is making my mind whirl about that.
That stuff always intrigues me. I know some people might be like, okay, cool. Like, one, how they find it.
Yes.
Because these federal agents, they can find anything. Uh-huh. And two, how in 2024, this is still such a big market.
Yes.
It's still such a big deal that fake jewelry and designer apparel is such a big deal that federal agents have to get involved. And the fact that it's fake, and it's still added up to $18 million worth of stuff.
Well,
because there's enough people that bought into it, the idea that they were getting something real.
And sometimes people don't even care if it's fake because it looks so much like real.
Oh, yeah.
And they want to live that Kardashian life.
Yeah, like replicas are one thing. If you advertise that, hey, this is not the real thing, it is a replica, that's different. There's a whole market for that.
Yep.
And there's people who do it. And I respect it because, hey, if you don't want to pay $2,000 for a pair of off-white Jordans, get a pair of reps. It does not hurt my feelings. Like, I do not care. There are some people that are like, it's the worst thing to ever happen on planet Earth. Replica shoes, replica glasses. I don't care. Live your life. It doesn't hurt me.
But don't tell you it's real and then...
Exactly. Just don't lie to me.
Yeah.
Don't tell me that it's real. Just be real with me. I'm not going to judge you. I'm going to say, cool. You know, they look nice. Good job. You know, you picked some good ones. Some of them are awful. Some of them you can tell right off the rip, they're fake. But some reps, you're like, I would have never known. I'm not one of those sneaker enthusiasts where I can smell it and be like, fake. You know, like, that's not me. That's not me. I'm not like the guys at Soul Plier or whatever that, you know, thought I was scamming them out of some Travis Scott ones and took 45 minutes to look at them. One more thing before we get out of here. This is fun. The Oklahoma Sooners landed a big fish.
Yeah, the quarterback.
In the transfer portal, John Mateer, the top-rated signal caller in the portal this offseason, formerly of Washington State. We all know, we've talked about
it
before.
Got a relationship with the offensive coordinator.
But, obviously, recruiting is a big thing when it comes to the transfer portal. So, you know who OU used to help in the recruiting process of Mateer?
Who?
Baker Mayfield.
Why not?
So, whenever Mayfield found out he was hitting the portal and there was a possibility, quarterback, you know, Oklahoma, big program, sure, makes sense. Mayfield called him.
That's what you do.
And Mateer said, quote, I actually didn't answer his first phone call.
They want to believe it?
It was from a phone number I didn't recognize. And I don't really answer numbers. I don't know. And then he said after that, he said Mayfield left a voice message, like a voicemail
Nobody listens to those.
And he said, quote, I was freaking out. I was like, there is no way Baker Mayfield just called me. Super cool moment. He talked to me, super humble, nice dude, everything. It really helped. But he ignored Baker Mayfield's phone call trying to recruit him to OU because he didn't know the number.
I understand, but boy, that would have changed a lot of things. I will say this. This is my solution. I tell people. You know, I give my phone number out to different people that I meet, and I think I might run into them later or something, you know, whatever the reason. And I always say, text me first. Please text me, because I said I'm not going to just answer the phone on a phone number because it could be one of those robocalls. You know, hey, you just won $5 million.
So there you have it. That's AM on the FM right here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, so let's chat with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnuolo, right here on The Fan.
Back that thing up.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, Alec Medford, Chris Arnold, the three-time Hall of Famer, and James Tritely, who you just heard from right here on 105.3 The Fan. We will crosstalk with the G-Bag Nation, Eric Chiafalo, and Brian Broaddus
configuration. You mean the pregame show?
Yeah, pretty much an extended pregame show getting you ready for this coming Sunday, just all week. And it's been lovely. It's been great radio. You should listen 2 to 7 weekdays here on 105.3 The Fan. But right now, let's turn our attention to those Dallas Cowboys and chat with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnuolo. Good morning, sir. How's it going?
Just fine. How are you guys?
Hey, Mick.
Doing lovely. How was your holiday?
Quick.
I can imagine. You're back here listening to Mike McCarthy, huh?
Yeah, exactly. And he just kind of finished up a few minutes ago.
Do we have anything of interest from his press conference today?
Well, they still are kind of tentative on the injury progress of guys like Eric Kendrick, CeeDee Lamb, you know, guys that... either played or played or didn't play or played through stuff on Sunday. And since they, they're kind of a day behind on the injury update stuff since they didn't practice yesterday. They did a light practice on Tuesday, which a bunch of those guys, you know, they just held out since it was so close to the Sunday night game. So he said they'd have a better idea after today's practice on just where some of the guys with the injuries are, you know, and CeeDee Lamb's just been heroically playing through that shoulder. And I would imagine that you have to judge just how many days does he have to, you know, get in before the thing maybe starts feeling a little bit better. But, you know, we can all see the grimace on his face when he hits the ground.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
I think the wise thing for him is don't get tackled. Just go to the end zone.
Yeah, just score.
Just score, you know, so you don't have to hit the ground.
Hey, Mickey, I was telling CD when he first hurt the shoulder, you and I were both in New York when Emmett hurt his shoulder in that Giants game.
Yeah.
And I was telling CD, I said, you have no idea, but every time he carried the ball and got hit, he'd have this pain, and he's just looking up in the air, and he's like, oh, and everybody's like, oh, the pain he's going through. And then the other guys in Largo said, we do that all the time.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys that play through those AC joint injuries. Now, for the running back, you know, you are going to get hit, right?
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Emmett used to say it's like going through a car wreck every time he got hit.
Yeah, and this is similar now because, you know, when he goes to the ground, we see he needs to take a knee for a moment, and it's like, okay, I think I'm good. I'll get up, man.
Yeah.
Credit to him. And, you know, and Kendricks has been doing this, you know, for several games before they held him out Sunday night. And the other guy, Nick Vigil, who took his place, probably hasn't practiced in a month. He's got a foot injury, but yet he plays every game since the foot injury started bothering him. And then, you know, prior it was special teams. Well, this past game, I think he played like 90% of the snaps.
Yeah.
And so kind of, that was a tough effort on him. And played well, led the team in tackles, and It was the first time he had started since 2022 when he started all of 2 games.
Okay.
So, yeah, think about what he's been able to do also.
Yeah, you said he was never on a practice report because he couldn't practice, right?
He was on DNP'd.
Yeah.
For at least the last 3 or 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'd play on Sunday, and there he goes. Mm-hmm. And he didn't practice last week, and led the team in tackles on Sunday night.
Mickey Spagnuolo joining us here on 105.3 The Fan. I've got a pretty open-ended question for you. Who is the most underrated defensive back in the NFL, and why is it Jordan Lewis?
You know what? That's a real good one. And that's another guy. He's playing with an elbow injury.
Yeah.
That they got to wrap up. And I was told if he was a pitcher, he wouldn't be pitching. It's that type of injury. So, you know, and he's another guy in that category where he's on the final year of his contract. And, you know, what are you going to do? In the coming off season with him, everybody brings up Rico and Osa, and sure, it's like, well, Jordan Lewis is in that same boat. That's a guy you want to keep on the team, and you just hope he's not pricing himself, you know, the market doesn't price himself out of being able to re-sign him, because you want him on your team somehow, some way.
Exactly. Oh, since Mike talked today, did he say anything at all? Anybody ask him if he's coaching the team differently this week at all, unlike last week, because they didn't know until just before the game Washington was eliminated. So, you know, they, even though the math was small,
the preparation was, I don't understand what you're saying. It sounds like from whatever, you know, he had to say early in the week, or Steven or Jerry, that they're in it to win it.
Mm-hmm.
And
spoilers,
and try to get to, you know, get that winning season, you know, get to 9-8.
Okay, I got you. Yeah, there's another prize right there. I got you. Got
to
have a goal.
I don't know how, you know, talking to some of the guys on Tuesday, you know, they didn't realize that, oh yeah, that's right, it's a winning season if we get to 9-8. And I think I mentioned it last, or I keep saying last week, before Christmas, I should say, that, you know, it's been a while since they've strung together four consecutive winning seasons. You know, and I know that's somewhat of a consolation accomplishment, but if you think about it, you got to go back to 2005 through 2009 to find a longer streak than four straight with a winning season. You know, and even the streak for three consecutive playoff appearances, you got to go back to 91 through 96. So I know there's a lot of unhappy people out there because they haven't progressed far in the playoffs. But, you know, these last three or four seasons, they've done things that haven't been done around here in a long time.
You kind of mentioned a couple guys like Jordan Lewis and Osa that are impending free agents that might price themselves out of the Cowboys' price range. Is there anybody that maybe we aren't talking about enough outside of J.Lew? Because one that came to mind for me, even though he's a restricted free agent at the end of the year, is Brock Hoffman.
Hoffman, I want to say this is only his second full year.
I believe that's right.
So he's got next year and then becomes a restricted free agent.
I thought it was 25.
I can check. Well, I can tell you if you keep talking for 1 second.
Okay, we'll keep talking for 1 second. As you look this up, I'm going to throw this out there. The free agent that nobody's talking about, because they just assume he's back, and I'm assuming he's back too, is Brandon Arby. Butter.
No, he's not a free agent.
He's not?
No. They've got him under control through 20 next year. It'll only be his third year, Chris.
Good looking out. Thank you.
So he's they've got control through restricted free agent in 2026. And as for Hoffman, he is restricted in 2026. So next year will be his third year. He'll be an exclusive rights free agent.
Okay.
Which means they can't go anywhere if you don't want them to go anywhere.
Exactly. Now I remember what made me think about Butter being a free agent. Somebody was, we sat there in the press box killing time, and somebody just kind of brought up, hey, what if Arby decided he wanted to leverage this thing like Zach Martin and hold out?
Well,
that's
the
what
guy,
he was saying.
the guy you got to worry about is a Kevontae Turpin, because he'll be restricted next year.
Oh,
which means,
okay,
you know, he can entertain
offers yeah,
from other teams, and Cowboys have the right to match it.
Because mm-hmm.
I could remember after his really big rookie year, his agent, been a friend of mine for a long time, and it was like, I was thinking, okay, he probably signed a one-year deal. He's coming out of the mm-hmm. USFL, and, you know, he knows about him. And now he had to sign a three-year deal. And so I called my guy up, and I go, what's the deal? Why would you sign a three-year deal for him? And he goes, well, when no one else is knocking on your door and nobody else really knows much about you, you probably take anything they give you to get started. So he's done well his first 3 years, and you know, he's his average on kickoff returns, and I know they don't get a chance to do many, but these days with the new rules and everything, but it's 34 yards an attempt, which would be a franchise record, and the record's at 30. So this Dwayne Harris, you remember him?
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah. He owns the record. I mean, this is better than anything that Herschel Walker did when he, you know, was just a return guy. Mm-hmm. By the way, when he came back,
yep.
So
when he came back.
I mean, you know, somebody, you know, and again, how much would you pay a guy that doesn't get that many opportunities, right? The kickoff returns are sort of regulated. Punt returns, they won't punt it to him. You know, they'll kick it sky high, try to just force fair catches or kick it out of bounds. So, but you see his value. Even in the offense, when, you know, this last game, a couple times when they handed him the ball as a running back, you know, that gets everybody's attention when he's back there, regardless if you hand it to him or not, just because his speed and his elusiveness.
Appreciate the time, Mick. We'll talk to you tomorrow, and you know what time it is. Have a prediction ready for us.
I will have that ready.
Let's do it. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks, man.
See ya.
There he goes, Mickey Spagnuolo, DallasCowboys.com, our Cowboys insider right here on the KNC Masterpiece. And coming up next, we post the question to you, 877-881-1053. What are you hoping to see in the last 2 weeks of the Cowboys season? And do you even care about playing spoiler at this point? We'll do that next year on The Fan.